Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May we ask a sincere question of every one of you? Do you believe that God is the Father of all men in that intimate relationship whereby every man, woman, boy, and girl upon the earth can call Him Father? Do you believe that every man, woman, boy, and girl on the earth is a child of God? Now, there are those who teach what could be called and is called the universal fatherhood of God, as well as the universal brotherhood of men. By that they mean that God is the father of every man, and that every man and woman, boy and girl, is also a child of the Father. May I state very carefully and firmly, this is contrary to the teaching of God's precious and God's holy word. God is not the Father of all men in that relationship that men may call Him intimately their Father. God is only the Father of all who have believed upon His beloved and blessed Son. Now we are touching upon the wonderful subject regarding the revelation of God as Father. We have noted very carefully the express relationship of God as Father was not revealed in the Old Testament character of His names, but not until the Son of God came to the earth could God, and was God as Father, revealed to mankind. May I quote again the two premises of Scripture upon which we base this fact and proved our premise? In Matthew 11 and verse 27, we heard the Lord Jesus saying, as recorded by Matthew, "Neither does anyone know the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son may be pleased to reveal Him." Note very carefully how the meaning of these words imply. There is only one person who genuinely, actually, perfectly knows God as Father, that the Eternal Son. And therefore, it is the Son alone who is pleased and able to reveal the Father to any one of us. We noted a second scripture proving that the Son alone can reveal the Father as such to us. 'Twas in John 1, verse 18. "No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." Here we have words that tell us very carefully, clearly, that there was only one person who in such intimacy knew the Father. And may we state again, this Blessed One was an eternal Son to an eternal Father. And so this eternal Son, though it is a blessed holy mystery, this eternal Son came to the earth as being the only perfectly capable one to unfold the person and the character of God as Father. Now we would begin considering in our message of today the manner by which the Son of God reveals His Father to us. We quote the words of John, written again in the first chapter of John's Gospel in verse 14, where John has stated, "And the Word," meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, "and the Word became flesh, and dwelt, or lived, or tabernacled amongst us, and we have contemplated His glory, the glory as of an only begotten with or from a Father, full of grace and truth." May I repeat again that name that is ascribed to Him in this verse, first of all? In the introduction of the verse, He is the Word. And this is a title belonging to Christ, as you may read it quite a number of times in the early part of John chapter 1. What is the word? Well, what is a word, any word? As I speak words to you, my radio listeners, my words are the expression of my thoughts, the thoughts of my heart and the thoughts of my mind. So Christ is the word, the expression of God's thoughts and of his heart to mankind. But how could he express God's thoughts? How could he reveal the Father? He became flesh. And by his incarnation, becoming flesh, he thus was able to reveal the Father to mankind. God the Eternal Son, by virgin birth, took the form of our humanity in order to reveal his Father to the hearts and souls of men. Now, when he was born, the words of the prophet Isaiah were fulfilled, and I want you to listen carefully and prayerfully to the words. They are quoted in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, and they are a quotation of the prophet Isaiah's words in chapter 7 of his great book. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. Now please may I go over those words carefully with you. Don't pass them over too lightly. My beloved radio friend, do you realize who it was who was born of the Virgin, cradled in the manger of Bethlehem, when he came to the earth long ago? The prophet writes, the angel Gabriel repeats his prophecy to Joseph, the so-called father of Jesus in Matthew 1, and declares, they shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, what is the meaning of this name? There are many names given to the Son of God, and every name that is ascribed to him as a definite revelation of his person. And this name Emmanuel, the prophet declares, as well as Matthew writes it, being interpreted, it means God with us. My beloved radio friend, will you for just a moment or two, prayerfully, reverently, worshipfully consider the babe that was born of Mary, the Virgin Mary, cradled in the stable of Bethlehem. That day was very God. And it was God upon the earth with us, in the person of that child, who was none other than the eternal Son of the living God. The eternal Son, who ever lived with his eternal Father, in the eternal past. John well testifies in the same chapter of John we have been quoting from, chapter 1 of John, verse 18. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Now, my beloved radio friend, you and I have never looked upon God. Well, did God tell Moses long ago, no man can see me and live? None of us could behold the glory of God. The brightness of his glory would put us to death. We could not live in the presence of his glory in these human bodies. But the only begotten Son, who in the eternal bosom of the Father dwelt and still dwells, says John, he came to declare the Father. And thus we may realize the Son of God came to the earth to reveal the Father's heart to us. May we again repeat, as we have done in the preceding messages, that in the Old Testament, the revelation of God as Father was not made known. We have proven from our scriptures in Matthew 11:27, as well as in John chapter 1 and verse 18. There is only one person, and still is only one person, who can bring to any man, woman, boy, and girl the revelation and bring them into the knowledge of God as Father. We are not born the children of God by our natural birth that we may address Him as Father. Never. We have to come to know the Son. We have to realize it is only the Son of God who is able to reveal the Father to us. My beloved, we would raise and ask the question, do you know God as Father? Do you have the right? Do you have the privilege? Do you have the relationship of being able to address God as Father? Many years ago in my early experience as a young man, after preaching the gospel in the open air, I was requested by a listener standing by to visit his home and talk with him regarding God. He said, I don't believe in God. I don't believe there is a God. And he said, I'm an atheist, and I'm a socialist, meaning a communist. I did my best to speak to him as I sat in his home and seek to reveal the reality of God. But I never will forget when I made a confession to him and said, I know God is my Father. Never will I forget the astonishing look upon his face as he looked in awe and wonder and said, your Father? Oh, yes. Because Christ is my Savior, I have that right, I have that privilege, I have that honor. But all men do not have it. But may I repeat, 'twas the Son of God coming from the Father above, who alone revealed the Father, and who alone can reveal the Father to you, my friend. And he came to the earth to do that. Again I ask, radio friend, is God really, in true relationship, your Father? God grant that He is. If not, seek Him today through Christ, His Son. Father, we pray, use Thy Word to Thy glory and the blessing of all in Jesus' name. Amen.